The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking new cars, and we're going to be talking classic cars. A little bit of everything in this hour of the broadcast with one of my favorite guests and contributors here on the show. He's from Consumer Guide Automotive and standing by for us all. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. As we mentioned in a previous hour, we're giving away both a couple of really cool books here, Dodge 100 Years, as well as the complete book of Corvette. We're doing trivia questions, and then we're going to put everybody in a hat at the end of the month, and two lucky folks are going to pick up on these particular gifts, along with some cool stuff from the Busted Knuckle Garage and some free wash drop samples. So we'll definitely throw another trivia question in this hour of the broadcast. But anytime, if you have any comments or questions for our very special guest, the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines right now and bring forth the publisher of Automotive Guide, and it's my pleasure to welcome back the man himself, Automotive Guide, Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm really good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Really got a kick out of some of the stories that you were putting up this week to do with the pricing of vehicles and looking back into the 1970s. We'll definitely talk a lot about that, but let's talk about some new cars that you recently have had the opportunity to test out at Consumer Guide Automotive. I understand, unlike myself, you've had the opportunity to drive and spend time in the three-cylinder Ford Focus. Tell us all about this vehicle.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was the Ford Fiesta.
The Fiesta, of course.
Yeah, that's the Ford Fiesta with the Ford Fiesta SE with the SE EcoBoost fuel economy package. It's a lot of language.
It is.
And that package is $995, and what you do then is you swap the Focus's standard four-cylinder engine for a one-liter three-cylinder engine with the EcoBoost turbocharged system. And the car is fascinating for a number of reasons. One is, on the surface, if you're just driving this and having fun, it is amazing how responsive and how light and agile and just generally entertaining the car is. And my first impressions of that car came in the rural confines of northern Wisconsin, where our local media association has the Spring Rally. So we were really excited to have this car come to the office and drive it around Chicago. But it turns out that in traffic, it's a different animal. And unfortunately, one of the things that we noticed, and we were able to put two drivers through this vehicle, is that the little EcoBoost engine doesn't like to pull too much from mid-revs. So if you haven't taken off with some gusto, you're going to have to drop a couple of gears really to keep up with traffic. And unfortunately, all that revving and all that gear switching and all that trying to keep up with traffic can hurt your fuel economy in town. We put about 300 miles on the car and only came up with about 31 miles per gallon, which we thought probably affected mostly by the kind of traffic that we drove the vehicle in.
Yeah, that is definitely disappointing when you stop and think about it. This three-cylinder EcoBoost four-cylinder Ford Fiesta only delivering that type of mileage. Certainly, pricing-wise, this is a relatively affordable vehicle by 2014 standards. Your
Absolutely.
Test car came to $18,585, but for those looking for high mileage, they might be better to look to the more traditional four-cylinder engines and some of these vehicles that are knocking on the door of 40 miles per gallon without this extra technology that this Fiesta EcoBoost possesses.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that if you spend the bulk of your time in rural environments or on the highway, the three-cylinder might work for you. But I think that you're going to enjoy the driving experience more and probably get about the same mileage by just going with the standard four-cylinder engine in the city.
Another vehicle that you guys recently had the opportunity to check out is the 2015 Subaru Legacy. This is the 3.6R Limited model. Subaru is on a tear, Tom. I mean, it's amazing. Certainly, where I'm from in the Northeast, very, very popular Subarus have become. In the Midwest, they tend to be very popular, but they're really becoming popular all across the country. They seem to be sending record sales month after month, and the last year after year, they're doing extremely well.
They are, and I think the new Legacy is a great example of why that is. It's a car that's completely updated for 2015, and if you drove the old Legacy, I don't think you'll be disappointed because it feels like a Subaru, but it feels a little bit larger. And the 3.6-liter flat six is one of the smoothest, nicest-sounding engines, I think, in the price class. But what you get, I mean, this was a loaded Subaru, about $34,000, that included the six-cylinder engine, included navigation, includes the standard Subaru all-wheel drive, and, of course, automatic transmission. And it just seems like a strong deal in the category.
It definitely does. I mean, I really applaud the fact that Subaru across the board, except for their sports car, the BR2, standard all-wheel drive in all these vehicles. And it's an extremely well-executed all-wheel drive system. It uses something called symmetrical all-wheel drive, which really gives you extra added traction under certain conditions.
Yeah, and full disclosure, I am a past Subaru owner, so I'm rather fond of the brand. But, yeah, I've owned a Forester, which has got me through a couple of blizzards, and I was very impressed by the symmetrical all-wheel drive. It's amazing what kind of bite that has in the snow. And there's not a lot of transfer of torque back and forth. There's just a lot of really good, useful bite in fresh snow or packed snow.
Yeah, and full disclosure here, the family vehicle here in the Long household for myself, my wife, and my three-year-old is a Subaru Forester that we bought. It's interesting that I still do have my 98 C5 Corvette, and then the other car that we had when Lucy was first born was an Audi TT, 3.6-liter, 6-speed manual quattro, and she spent the first 6 months of her life, my daughter, being tortured with that tiny back seat and her parents lugging her in and out of that vehicle. So kudos to the car companies. If I wasn't exposed to the Subaru during a weekly regular test drive, I wouldn't have had that vehicle on my shopping list. But it has a huge back seat. And for parents out there who have to deal with child seats, you'd be surprised how many vehicles, if you have a rear-facing child seat when the child is very young, you have to put the front seat so forward in many, many vehicles because of laws that you have to have the handle of the child seat basically horizontal.
Right.
It takes out the front seat in a lot of cars. And it was a great way for us to narrow our field, but the Subaru's back seat is great and certainly mechanically has been very, very good to us as well.
It's funny how similar my story is to you. I replaced my Acura Integra with the Forester when my daughter was born. We tried it for a couple of weeks, and it was just not working. It was hard on my back. It was hard on the kid.
Absolutely. Very good. I didn't realize that. What a great story. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to mix it up here with both new vehicles as well as a classic car stories. As a matter of fact, Tom has got a great article up, and we're going to make it a trivia question here. The five most expensive American cars of 1977. The question is, what was the most expensive American car of 1977? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261, the most expensive American car of 1977. You'll find out on the other side as Auto World continues. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attention parents and grandparents, do you want your child to have a head start in life? Now you can give them a great financial head start with the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Give them $10,000 of affordable whole life insurance now that doubles to $20,000 during age 18 at no extra cost. Later on, your child is guaranteed the right to buy up to $100,000 of additional coverage at adult rates, regardless of their health or job. For just pennies a day now, you can help secure their financial future. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Get benefits that double, low rates that lock in for life, plus the right to add more. The Grow Up Plan provides your child with safety, security, and outstanding value. Put your trust in Gerber Life today, a name known and respected for generations. Call or click now for free information or to sign up. Don't wait. Call now.
Call 800-417-6801 for your free informational brochure or go to growupplan.com now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there?
We're going to be talking about a lot of Cadillacs here upcoming as we go back in time to 1977. If you're around in 1977, and I certainly remember so many of these vehicles and got lots of stories to tell, but we would like one of our listeners to go back to that time and tell us what was the most expensive American car for 1977. You can read Tom Appel's great article about this in the Daily Drive at ConsumerGuide.com. And Tom, I really got a kick out of this piece as well as another piece that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the program to do with earlier model cars. But I remember this era of automobile as being a very interesting one. And certainly, as you point out in your story here, the Brits first used the term Yank Tank to describe the some of the vehicles produced by the American auto builders. And when you look at some of these vehicles on the list here, I mean, these were really large cars. I mean, if I go back to 1977, my parents had a 73 T-Bird from 73 to 79. And this was, I believe, 226 inches long, had a 464 barrel V8. And this is the car, actually, that I learned to drive on. So I'm very, very fond of this era of automobile because it definitely brings back the memories. And certainly there was no shortage of size with a lot of these expensive vehicles for 1977.
No, there really wasn't, which sort of makes the first car a bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And 77 is such an interesting transitional period for those. You look down the list, and one of the cars, which came standard, which was available with a 460 cubic inch V8, had a standard, I guess for fuel economy reasons, 400 cubic inch V8.
Just to take a little off the top, but you're right.
Yeah, a little bit.
Number five on the list was this kind of European-inspired Cadillac called the Seville, the first generation of the Seville. And I remember when this came out, number one, you know, it got a lot of publicity. It was definitely an eye-catching vehicle, but many people were surprised at how small it was.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise. And I think that it's funny because if you even look at the comments on the article, there are people asking why the Seville would be the most expensive car. And it's interesting because they were doing this European thing, and they packed that car with every possible feature. And it was also the only Cadillac available that year with fuel injection, sort of giving it some European street cred.
Absolutely, and we want to congratulate Ray, who got that right. It was indeed the Cadillac Seville. Ray, listening on KSIS in Missouri, that is the most expensive car for 1977. Cool option on this vehicle. It goes back to that era, too. Integrated CB radio at $230.
And that is, if you ever get a chance to go through one of the brochures, it's awesome to see the Cadillac dashboard with a microphone hanging there.
That's fantastic. Great. Number four also belonged to Cadillac. This was a larger, more traditional Cadillac, the Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham, for $11,546, and this had a very cool for its time. Boy, the young people would get a kick out of this. This was big stuff. Signal-seeking AM-FM radio. I mean, talk about technology.
Yeah, people under my age don't really use the radio anymore. But if they do, they're expecting seek and scan to be standard these days.
Number three on the list was Lincoln's answer, basically, to the Seville. This vehicle, I believe, going back in my memory banks, was based on the Ford Granada. This was basically a luxury-laden Granada with a base sticker price of $11,500, but it offered for only $92 a quadrasonic AM-FM 8-track stereo.
I tried to do a little research into quadrasonic. I actually own some quadrasonic LPs, obviously, which you couldn't play in a Lincoln. But I think that the quadrasonic could only apply to 8-track tapes. I don't believe that there was AM or FM broadcasts in quad.
No,
so
definitely
you
not.
You need the 8-track with that.
A lot of the car companies today are still struggling with HD radio, not to mention a lot of the radio stations haven't taken full advantage of that. Especially on the AM side, I can't wait for more AMs to get into the HD format. Coming up here on the list in, the fourth least expensive vehicle, and this was a dream vehicle for many, the Lincoln Continental Mark V. Base price was $11,396, which, you know, in today's world, you know, wouldn't buy you much to say the least. But 460 cubic inch V8, as you pointed out, with a four-barrel carburetor, that was a cool option for only $133. You could replace that two-barrel 400 cubic inch V8. And this was also the era that they had all those designer editions of the Lincoln Marks. There was like the Bill Blass edition and the Gucci edition, and or maybe that was a little bit later, but I remember those very fondly as well.
Indeed, and I think that the picture that we have here, though it's not labeled, is the Cartier edition.
Oh, excuse me, yes. The Cartier, yeah, it looks, and they would have, I can, looking in the little opera window, and that was a big deal, too. I remember, you know, with my parents and other folks, I mean, Americans went through a period where they kind of were in love with opera windows. If you said to an average 20-year-old or 25-year-old today, what's an opera window, they would have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, that is a completely lost bit of automotive accessory, or not accessory, but design element. Mostly because the actual T-pillars in cars simply aren't big enough anymore. The pillars in those days were so large as to just destroy visibility over your shoulders. And I think that those would be just considered a terrible safety risk these days.
Oh, absolutely. And rounding out the list here of the top five most expensive vehicles of 1977, we go back to the land yacht. This was the big front-wheel drive V8-powered Cadillac Fleetwood Eldorado, with a price of $11,187, offering for $153 extra, you could get fire mist paint. Boy, Tom, when you stop and think about what some of the manufacturers, and when you stop and think about somebody like Porsche, who will charge you multiple hundreds, even thousands of dollars for a price, for a cool color, this hundred and something dollars doesn't seem like a big hit, to say the least.
No, even with inflation, that's actually not a lot of money for upgrade paint.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with Tom Appel here on Auto World. And just to give you a heads up, because we really didn't give you enough time, and I jumped right away to the most expensive ones, but a little bit later on here in this hour, we're going to do the same thing about older vehicles, the five most expensive American cars of 1972. So go back to 1972 out there and think about what was the most expensive car, American car, of 1972. 855-660-4261. We would love to hear from you. We're also going to talk new cars straight ahead with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Attention, all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green of PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO, that's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com, that's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264, 877-600-4264.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Legacy?
Thomas Hell is our very special guest. We've got a trivia question out there going back in 1972. Going to challenge you folks a little bit here. What was the most expensive car, American car of 1972. We told you that the Seville from Cadillac was the most expensive car of 1977. But chime in at 855-660-4261. Everybody listening on our one of our great flagship stations, that being, of course, a new stock 1540KXEL. Come on, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're listening in Oregon on KPAM, we would also love to hear from you as well right there in Portland, Oregon, as well as all of our other affiliate stations from coast to coast. Or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com, don't be a stranger. Take a stab, and we will put you in the running for these books that we're giving away. And plus, you're going to get these cool prizes just for calling in. Let's talk about some additional vehicles that you guys have driven recently. I understand that you recently had the opportunity to check out the Audi Q5 TDI. And I don't know about you, Tom, but I am a big fan of diesels. I mean, if I had to choose between a diesel and a hybrid or an electric vehicle, I would go with a diesel all the way.
Disclosure, I am a Volkswagen diesel owner. So I'm very inclined to agree with you. But, yeah, I think that you save some complexity, and I think for drivability's sake, too, in most cases, modern diesels are so much more rewarding to drive than your typical hybrid.
And certainly you can't argue. Lots of folks who haven't driven the modern-day diesels, I mean, these are nothing like the diesels of yesterday, no clatter. They're great performing vehicles. They don't have the obnoxious smoke. The modern-day diesels are 180 degrees from the diesels that many Americans unfortunately remember all too well.
Yeah, they really are. And at the moment, too, there seems to be some stability in diesel fuel prices, too. I do know that for the past year, they've been a little bit erratic and riding a wave way above gasoline, but that seems to have stabilized now.
What was your overall opinion of the Q5? Audi has done quite a job of ever expanding their lineup. They've got a variety of now sport utility vehicles or crossover sport utility vehicles, but this Q5 seems to be doing quite well in the marketplace.
Yeah, the Q5 itself, regardless of the engine, is just a great. It leans towards the compact. It's a smallish midsize crossover. You have your standard Audi Quattro system, which is always a boon, especially in the Midwest during snow season. But the diesel, interestingly, Audi chose to go with its wonderful 3-liter six-cylinder diesel, as opposed to the 4-cylinder diesel that it has available to it. And that engine just, it pulls like an angry bull. It is so strong from any speed. Wonderful torque, and it's great on the highway. And even with all that power and with that big diesel, we averaged almost 28 miles per gallon. I think we were at 27.5 with the diesel engine in the Q5.
That's really decent. And that's another thing we should point out to our listeners is that sometimes, you know, we are fortunate to, like Tom and the folks at Consumer Guide, I also get the opportunity to test drive a new vehicle every week. And sometimes those fuel economy numbers that you see on the sticker, the Moroni, don't really pan out in real life driving. I've had that happen over and over again. But with diesel vehicles, they definitely seem to always be in that ballpark.
Yeah, and I've had that conversation with a lot of auto journalists recently, and it's interesting that the diesel fuel economy, usually your real-world fuel economy, will come in above the EPA's, but the hybrid fuel economy tends to disappoint relative to the EPA's. And I think that is, you know, there's multiple functions. I think the manufacturers sometimes get a little excited about what it is they're trying to sell, but also I think the testing procedure tends to favor hybrids over diesels.
Interesting. Our telephone number again is 855-660-4261. We're testing you on the most expensive vehicle of 1972, American vehicle. Come on and give us a stab here at 855-660-4261. Take a shot. You'll get a free prize from Warren Tracy of the Busted Knuckle Garage, some free wash drop samples, and we'll put you in the running for one of these two wonderful coffee table books that I have in my possession here, that being the complete book of Corvette, as well as Dodge 100 Years. It will look good on your coffee table, 855-660-4261. Another vehicle that I can't wait to hear about that you recently sent a correspondent out to attend the press launch on, the latest Hyundai Sonata for 2015. This is a thorough update of a midsize favorite. I remember being on the launch of what was the fifth generation of the Sonata, and they made some really significant changes. The seventh generation was the one that let's back that up again. The fifth generation, I remember being on that launch. The sixth generation is the one that really kind of put the Sonata over the top. I really liked the styling on that Sonata. They stepped a little bit out of the box with it and went with a little bit more extreme styling, but for the seventh generation, they have dialed that styling exuberance back a notch or two, but nevertheless, this is still a very good-looking vehicle.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. It really is about a certain maturation in the development of the car, because the styling is a little bit more, I guess we can call it mature, a little bit more conventional, if you will. And they focused on things other than the styling this time. Not that the old car wasn't dynamically sound, but there was a lot of emphasis placed on quietness and riding handling this time. And one of the things that the Korean manufacturers may not do as well as other manufacturers is balance ride and handling. And you can tell that they spent a lot of time on that in this generation of the Sonata, and it is a better car for it. It is still very much the car you knew before, but it's a little bit quieter, a little bit smoother, and the interior is a little bit nicer too. There's a little more attention to detail in terms of interior quality and maybe even build quality.
So true, and I can't wait also to check out. I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the new Hyundai Genesis. I've sat in them in various auto shows, but that one hasn't made its way into my press fleet, at least to me, as of yet. But have you spent time behind the wheel of the new Genesis from Hyundai?
Yeah, we were very fortunate in that we've had some time in V6 and V8 versions of the Genesis. And in both cases, very much like the Sonata, the emphasis this time seems to be on refinement. When they first put out the Genesis, they were really trying to make the case that there's a really strong value for a lot of a luxury equipment. And this time they just seem to be sort of honing that message. And again, ride and handling have improved. The car is quieter. And the interior is substantially nicer, which is kind of a jump because the interior of the previous generation was very nice.
So true. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Consumer Guide Automotive, why don't we take a few moments here to tell folks a little bit about the company and the website, as well as the sister publication, which I'm working on a story for right now as we speak, and, of course, the yearly guide that comes out in print form as well.
Yeah, thank you. Love to. Consumer Guide was founded in 1967. Our original publisher, Frank Pyler, is still with the company. We're in print until 2008, when print was just no longer economically viable. We've been online now for almost 15 years. ConsumerGuide.com is all our new car reviews. The CG Daily Drive is where we get to have some fun. That's our blog site. You'll find our latest new car reviews that link back to ConsumerGuide.com there, along with fun stuff like we're talking about today, the five most expensive cars of 1977, things of that nature. And as you mentioned, too, the same people publish Collectible Automobile Magazine. We launched that in 1984. It is a 96-page glossy magazine that's dedicated entirely to anything that's cool that's been built since the dawn of the car.
Great description, Tom. Straight ahead, we're going to go back to 1972. Get your vote in for the most expensive vehicle of 1972, American vehicle, 855-660-4261. Will it be a Lincoln? Will it be a Cadillac? What will it be? 855-660-4261.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of wash drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Tom Appelis with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking new cars, classic cars. We've got a trivia question out there going back to 1972. There's a great article that Tom wrote just a couple of days back, a few days back, the five most expensive American cars of 1972. We're going to attempt to run them down here, kind of David Letterman style. I jumped the gun the last time, so we'll start with number five on the list. And we do have Gene in Central Missouri standing by to take a stab. But let's start with number five, and then we'll go to Gene. Number five is the Cadillac Fleetwood Eldorado with a price of $7,179. And the most expensive option was, when you stop and think about it, the vehicle was $7,000, was over $1,000. It was $1,005, and it was the Cross Cabriolet sunroof. So to have the sunroof embedded in the fake convertible top, that was extra bucks. Right, Tom?
They managed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see if Gene might have the correct answer. Gene joins us in Central Missouri. Gene, welcome to Auto World. We really want to thank you very much for dialing us up. How you doing?
Great, great, great. Love your show. And I often wonder whether it was live or whether it was recorded. Now I know it's live.
Oh, it's live, definitely. And where were you in 1972?
Well, I was just getting out of school and had a nice paying job, and actually at that time I had a 70 Mach 1, which I dearly loved.
Oh, wow.
And then a few years later, had a couple of other cars in between, but then I bought a used 1970 Mark III, which I tell you what, that was one of the best vehicles ever made. That was actually kind of a dangerous vehicle because it was so comfortable and drove so good that first could fall asleep and hit a telephone pole with those things. I mean, it was it was a great car.
Excellent.
But I'm kind of guessing the 72 Mark III is the one. I don't remember what year they went to the Mark IV, but I'm going to say that the Mark III fully loaded was up there.
Well, how do you like that, Tom? I mean, he's got it right. It's
got it right.
We'll
really
give
good.
It to him. Absolutely, right off the bat.
Wow.
And the price on the vehicle was $8,605, with the most expensive option being the power sunroof. And, again, that was a big, big vehicle for its day.
Yeah. It was great, though. I couldn't imagine 72, but if it was close to 73, which I think it was some vehicle. I mean, it just rode like a limousine.
Yes, that's right. The emphasis was definitely on ride quality. Gene, hold on. And what's your favorite new car, by the way? Price, no object. What would that be?
Well, you're kidding. Got me talking and looking at an Audi Q5. So,
very good. Well, excellent.
Right now we've got a 14 Explorer loaded that I like too, but I might look at the upgraded to, and I've always been kind of kicking back and forth the hybrid versus the diesel, so this kind of answers my question.
Good. No, I would definitely recommend it. Tom, any comments that you have for our friend Gene?
I don't think so, but nice guess on the pricey car.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's about the price I thought it would be, close to $8,000. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, hang on, and we'll get all your information and then include your vehicle make, year, and model, and we'll get you out a cool prize down the road. So we have number one solved with the Continental Mark IV, and number five, we've already unveiled that one, the Cadillac Fleetwood Eldorado. Number four was the Lincoln Continental Sedan at $7,250, the power sunroof with $611. That was the most expensive option, and this was not a suicide door vehicle. This was a traditional big American sedan, this Lincoln Continental sedan, and definitely you don't see many of these around these days. I don't, you know, you see more marks than you do the Lincoln Continental sedans.
I believe that's true, yeah.
Number three on the list is the Cadillac Fleetwood Eldorado convertible. Convertibles also tend to be a little bit pricier. $7,495 automatic climate control, the early days of that, $523 option. And, boy, a lot of trunk room in that vehicle. There's no question about that. Just taking a look at the picture that Tom's got up here at Consumer Guide. You guys have got to check it out as well. Second most expensive vehicle under that Lincoln Continental Mark IV was the Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham, the more traditional Cadillac in full-size regalia, $7,569, and a power sunroof of $610 was the most expensive options. Boy, we have come a long way in pricing. When you stop and think, the average new vehicle out there today, Tom, more than $30,000, and that's just for, you know, what I call an average plain Jane vehicle. Nothing super cool or nothing, you know, performance-oriented. Just a regular vehicle is now more than $30,000. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. And you know, that reflects a certain amount of inflation, and it also reflects what we now expect to find in cars, too, and that's airbags and side impact protection and rollover protection and all sorts of standard equipment. It's funny, too, that power windows and power door locks, which are not standard in some of the vehicles we just discussed, are standard on the cheapest new cars.
That is so true. I mean, it was a big deal, absolutely, to have all the power accessories, the power windows, the locks, the seats, you know, a tilt wheel. That was definitely big time excitement, to say the least. Going back to my childhood, I have to stop and think. The first new car that we ever owned as a family, I was an only child, so just the three of us, was a 1968 T-Bird. That was the first vehicle that we had with air conditioning. My parents owned a couple of Galaxy 500 convertibles before that. But, you know, things that we take for granted today, like you say, power windows, power locks, air conditioning, those are standard equipment in entry-level vehicles. But back then, it was a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I purchased a 1984 Sunbird new back in the day without air conditioning, without power windows, without power door locks, without automatic transmission, and without a cassette player. All of which would be standard. Well, cassette player wouldn't be, but all the other stuff would be standard these days.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about some other new vehicles that have gone through the garage at Consumer Guide in recent times. You guys have had some really cool ones to check out. We talked about the Subaru. We talked about the Audi. We talked a little bit about the Fiesta with its little tiny three-cylinder EcoBoost engine. Let's touch on another one or two of the vehicles that you guys have had an opportunity to check out. I haven't driven this one yet. Saw one on the road just yesterday and was really impressed with the styling. And that's one cool thing we should point out to our listeners. Sometimes when you're very fortunate enough to go to the auto shows and see the unveilings of these vehicles, you know, I mean, they look great on the stand, but a lot of vehicles look different when they get out there on the road. And this vehicle, the 2015 Chrysler 200S, has great road presence and, in my opinion, looks a lot better on the road than it does in a static stand.
That, yes, I absolutely agree with you on that. I think that somehow lost under the lights is some of the subtlety of the contours of this car. I think it might almost look a little bit too much like a softened wedge in photographs. But on the road and up close, it's a fantastic-looking car. And I think it breaks a lot of boundaries, and it's nice to see that Chrysler, that has just floundered in the, with midsize sedans for so long, to come out so strong with this product, because it's a very impressive car.
The interior, of course, is a major step from the previous generation, and it's got not unlike the folks at Jag and Land Rover, which utilize this a button they call Drive Select in the Jaguar. It actually rises from a flat position up, and that's the way you select gears, park, reverse, neutral drive, etc. There's a version of that, of course, in a number of trucks these days, but this Chrysler takes that same type of design with its transmission selector in the Chrysler 200S.
Yeah, and I think that it serves a great purpose, too. It's not just a sort of a fun novelty. The fact is that they've saved so much real estate on the center console by going with the rotary shift selector as opposed to a big gear shift, that they were able to move the climate controls down, and it gives the console a less cluttered look, and it brings the climate controls very close in for easy reach. It's a very interesting and very simple solution to what used to be a big problem.
No question about it. Everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel, thank you very much for spending time with us here on Auto World. We look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.